Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, we are back. Last week, not Friday, because I didn't do my show on Friday, but the Friday before, I did a full two-hour show. The second hour didn't work, and I'm not exactly sure why. All of my recordings that I had, my starting of the second hour, my advertisements for the second hour all worked, but my microphone stopped. And I'm not sure what was the cause of that, because I didn't do anything to my microphone. I didn't do anything at all to it. It was exactly the same as it was the first hour. And I didn't touch any of my settings. I didn't touch nothing. So I had to run Blog Talk Radio or something. But something happened, and my second hour didn't work. Which is too bad, because it was a good second hour. The first hour was all about what we are doing to our kids, and the second hour was also about the kids and what is happening to them. But today we've got a different one. The truth about the riots over the Memphis killing. An excuse to act like a fool? This is what Tommy Lahren says. But as America grapples with the death of a young black man in the hands of five black police officers, many are left wondering as to why or how this tragedy happened. For the unaware, a group of police officers in Memphis were caught on video violently beating 29-year-old Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop, which resulted in Nichols dying shortly after. According to USA Today, the police officers allegedly repeatedly kicked his side, face, and head and struck him with a baton. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition and later died. The five officers involved were all subsequently fired and are now facing numerous charges, including second-degree murder. But despite the fact that the officers are being held to account and the fact that all the officers involved in this horrific incident are black, thereby meaning that Black Lives Matter cannot use the killing to further divide the country, protests demanding justice are breaking out all over the country, and many are expected to turn violent. In response, conservative commentator Tommy Lahren took to Twitter to give her thoughts about the expected riots. She pointed out that the guilty officers are being held to account, are being held accountable, and that therefore attacking innocent officers, especially in other parts of the country, was completely ridiculous, which it is. She said protesters were exploiting the killing as an excuse to act like fools. Exactly. And that's all this whole thing is about, is it's about them wanting to get away with murder that they didn't want to have happen in the first place, but they want to get away with this themselves. They want to do this with no consequences to them, no consequences at all, because they are, after all, justice warriors. Yeah. The officers that committed the crime in Memphis will be held accountable. So to attack innocent officers over what happened in Memphis is ridiculous. To attack officers in a completely different city, in a completely different state, is just an excuse to act like a fool. Tommy Lahren hits the nail right on the head here. Why should officers who had nothing to do with the death of Tyre Nichols pay the price for what these foolish officers did? They are facing consequences, and the justice system is working to hold them accountable. So why all the outrage? Why protest and attack innocent cops when those responsible are facing the consequences of their stupid actions? Perhaps these are activists merely trying to exploit the killing for political gain, which is usually what it is. After all, the Defund the Police movement has become increasingly unpopular in recent years, with many of its advocates now abandoning it after seeing the damage that they have done. Perhaps they are trying to use this killing as a way to portray the police as evil authoritarian thugs who are out to destroy the lives of innocent black people. This is despite the fact that the vast majority of officers are nothing like this. Or perhaps it's just an excuse, as Tommy Lahren said, for people to act like fools and commit crimes without facing the consequences. After all, during the riots of 2020 following the death of George Floyd, many prominent people on the left defended the violent actions of the rioters, claiming they were fighting for justice. No, they weren't. They were criminals, period. Whatever the reason, these protests almost assuredly not about demanding justice for the death of Tyre Nichols, as the officers involved have been charged and will more than likely face the consequences of their actions, which is what should happen. The same thing happened in 2020 when Derek Chauvin was almost immediately arrested and charged with the death of George Floyd, who was a criminal in the first place, by the way, and fighting the cops, which is something you're not supposed to do, and has since been found guilty of murder, which I think is wrong, and yet still people rioted and attacked innocent police officers. This is what's going on now. These protests are not about justice. At best, they are a political stunt to gain support, and at worst, they are an excuse to behave badly and engage in violent behavior. The death of Tyre Nichols is undoubtedly a tragedy, and those responsible must fence. This appears to be happening, so there's no need for violence, but we are getting it nonetheless. Now, this is what the first part of today's show is going to be about.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can...
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we're back. The call in number 646-478-5284. I started the show talking about the five black officers that beat to death Tyre Nichols and the consequences that they are going to face. This is all good. This is the way the system is supposed to work. And on top of that, the Memphis police have done something they should not have done. They disbanded the unit that these officers were in. Now, disbanding the unit does nothing but let the people know that rioting is the way to go because there's nothing there to stop them. And I have a clip from Dan Bongino, who is a former police officer, a former secret agent, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to these kind of things, because he has done training and everything else when it comes to these. He says that these men, you know, people are starting to come out and say, well, it's the training that is wrong. No, it's not. Men, the police are not trained to beat the shit out of somebody. They are not trained to beat the hell out of somebody. And if they die, so what? They were trained to do this. No, they were not. Here's what Dan Bongino has to say about it.
Well, I intentionally didn't do any media on this, even in my own accounts, social or my shows, or even this network last night, because I wanted to wait to comment until I actually watched the video multiple times, saw multiple angles. And, you know, haven't done this job, haven't been a street cop in the 75 precinct in East New York, Brooklyn, one of the most dangerous in the country. You know, I've been there and hundreds of traffic stops and foot pursuits, so I've seen it, and I know exactly what it feels like to walk up on a car. I waited to comment because I'm trying to find any legitimate, rational reason that the situation was handled the way it was. There's been a lot of commentary on this about training and other things, and I don't get where that comes from. You think anyone was trained to do this? This isn't a training issue, guys. I was actually a trainer in the Secret Service Law Enforcement Academy and went through the NYPD Academy twice as in the cadet program and a cop, and the Secret Service Academy and the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center down in Glynn County, Georgia. Nobody is trained to do this. This is not a training issue. This is a personnel issue. These guys are just bad guys. Who does this? Listen, guys, there is no attempt in this situation. And again, I've been there. I've done this. I've watched this video now probably 10 times. There is no attempt at all at any point in this scenario to de-escalate. None. Zero. Hey, keep in mind as well, this is not a one-on-one. You have multiple men here who significantly outweigh this guy. And listen, I get it. I once watched two ESU cops, SWAT cops, in a hospital in Brooklyn nearly get taken out by a 13-year-old young girl. So people do get, the adrenaline rush that happens in these kind of stressful situations, as Peach has said, is very real. But again, there doesn't appear to be any attempt whatsoever to de-escalate and lower the adrenaline level. I've got a couple more points to make here. Listen, as conservatives and libertarians, and as any sane, rational lover of this country, it is our duty, no matter who we're looking at in this video, a cop, a civilian, or anyone else, to defend everyone's God-given rights. God-given rights. The Constitution just protects what God gave you. I'm not really sure that these cops understood that with this guy. I mean, I don't understand what he did. They're saying reckless driving. Why are you yanking him out of the car then? Mm-hmm. Where's your license? Well, you know, can we see your license, sir? We pulled you over for reckless driving. You know, where? I don't understand where any of that is. Wait, a couple other things here. And this is important. All the police officers out there I know that are good and decent people, you know this, and don't ever forget this. We are not vigilantes. This isn't freaking Judge Dredd, okay? We are paid to do a job. We are that thin crust on a volcano, as that old adage goes, and we keep civilization along with our military internationally intact, okay? When those handcuffs are on or that subject stops resisting, that fight, damn it, it's over, man. That fight is over. That is not your fight anymore. That's not your fight anymore. It is for the judge and the judicial system and a jury, or if that he decides to plea and get a lawyer at that point, that is the purpose of a legal system. We are not animals. We are not savages. We don't beat the living out of people to make a point.
That is exactly the truth here, folks. They are not trained to do this. And once the handcuffs are on, the fight's over. It's not their problem anymore. But these guys didn't stop. They kept beating this guy up. They kept hitting him. They kicked him in the side of the head. Who the hell kicks people in the side of the head when they're down? You can kill somebody doing that. Well, they eventually did to this guy. They did. But the Memphis police now have disbanded the unit that beat Tyre Nichols. And the Memphis police chief on Saturday disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion unit after some of its officers beat to death Tyre Nichols, reversing an earlier statement that he would keep the unit intact, which he should have done. Just because these five men did the wrong thing doesn't mean that you can't just fire them, prosecute them, get them in trouble for what they did, and then hire somebody that can do the job correctly and who has been trained to do this. That is the way to go. Don't tear down this unit. But Police Director Carolyn C.J. Davis said she listened to Nichols' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making the decision, referring to the heinous actions of a few that cast a cloud of dishonor on the unit. Davis said it was imperative that the department take proactive steps in the healing process. The proactive steps, lady, is to prosecute these five men who did the wrong thing. Don't prosecute the whole unit. It is the best, she goes on and says, it is the best interest to all permanently, of all, to permanently deactivate the Scorpion unit, she said in a statement. She said the officers currently assigned to the unit agreed unreservedly with the step. The unit is composed of three teams of about 30 officers who target violent offenders in areas beset by high crime. It has been inactive since Nichols' death, January 7th arrest. Now, here's the problem with this. This group worked well in these areas. They kept crime down in these areas. Now it's been deactivated. Just because of five men who did the wrong thing, so they completely penalized the whole thing and hurt the neighborhoods. This is wrong, and Dan Bongino talked about this too. Now, I have got a problem here. I'm sorry, I cannot go too much farther onto this, but I will be back after a little while. If I can get this show going again, I will get it going. But I have to go and do something for my wife because she needs some help at work. So I have got to go and help her. So I will end my episode right now. And I will be back after a while, hopefully. If I can't, then I'll be back on Friday. But I will definitely be back tomorrow with my update. God bless you, and I'll talk to you later. But this that I talked about tonight is important. We need to start thinking a little bit before we stop doing the things that are destroying this nation, period. Have a good night. Back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store.
and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned. God bless you all, and I will be back after a while if I can do it. I will see you later. God bless you all. I'm sure.